Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Shelach Lecha, send for you. Week 37, Second Aliyah. And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, "The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size," and said to the entire Israelite assembly, "The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good." Numbers 13, verse 32. Numbers 14, verse 7. How do you see what's in front of you? Whatever we see determines the speech, decisions, and conduct of each one of us. Our spiritual vision decides how our future will be. The 12 spies saw the same land, the same cities, and the same inhabitants, but they had very different reactions to what they saw. What's important is not what lies before your eyes, but your reaction to it. Even though the 10 spies saw a beautiful land, though of a thought of problems and impossibilities took over their souls, and they couldn't believe that it could be possible to defeat such peoples and conquer such fortified cities. The reason was that they didn't want to believe in the eternal. But the other two spies saw things in a different way. They had learned from what happened in Egypt and in the desert. They knew that they had a powerful God, and they believed in His promises. They saw the visible reality and also the invisible reality. The sons of Anak were gigantic, yes. The cities had tall fortified walls, yes, but the Almighty is much greater, and He was with them. The 10 spies saw things from down below, but the two other spies saw them from above. There are two voices, the voice of impossible, that speaks of things from a natural perspective, and the voice of possibilities that speak of things from the perspective of the power and promises of the eternal. According to how we listen, we are going to believe. If we only see and listen to things from the natural perspective, we are only going to act in the natural wave and receive natural results. But if we see and listen to what divine promises say, we'll act in a natural way but receive help from heaven. So our natural actions will be influenced by the supernatural and become supernatural. The way we listen determines of our faith. According to the way we see things, it will be done to us. Beloved disciple of Mashiach, learn to see things with your spiritual eyes from above. Observe the reality of physical things, but don't stay there. Watch and listen to what heaven says, because heaven has authority over the earth and the power to change the things on earth. Learn to cooperate with heaven, and you'll see how the eternal's promises are able to transform situations on earth according to what's in heaven. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and His incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of His mighty strength. Ephesians 1, verses 18 and 19. Shalom.